Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD, Doc and Merle Watson Pickin' the Blues, and we just heard Windy and Warm with Doc and Merle, along with T. Michael Coleman. That's on Flying Fish Records. This week's program is near to my heart. I've been playing in a family band with my family for the past 15 years or so, and it's an awful lot of fun to travel around and share music that we love dearly with folks that find it quite interesting that we were a family playing old-time music. It was a little different when Nate was younger and sort of looked a little bit like Paul McCartney, but now he's gotten a bit older, but he's gotten much better as well. So this week, we're going to be focusing on family bands and folks who play music with their family, and we're going to open up the program with Eliza Carthy and Norma Watterson, mother and daughter, from their recording Gift and a tune called Little Gray Hawk on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Once I had a hawk and a pretty grey hawk, oh, a sweet pretty bird of my own. But she took a flight, she flew away quite, and there's nobody knows where she's gone, my brave boys.
And there's nobody knows where she's gone, so it's over wild forests I rambled away. And through the green fields I did stray, I hollered, I woot, I've laid on my flute. Not a sweet pretty bird could I find, me brave boys. Not a sweet pretty bird could I find. So I saw the wild forest, I rambled away, and through the green paths I did stray. Oh, there did I spy my sweet pretty bird. She was close by the side of a man, me brave boys. She was close by the side of a man. Her is welcome to keep her and do the best with her he can. But what he have her and I have her not, I will hawk with her once now and then, me brave boys. I will hawk with her once now and then. is the man that has a good wife. Much better is he that's got none. But bollocks to you that flirt with another's. When you have a good wife of your own, you brave boys. When you have a good wife of your own. When you have a good wife of your own, you brave boys. When you have a good wife of your own.
See you hang upon a high gallows tree.
Oh, the prickly bush, it pricks, oh, it pricks my heart full sore. And now that I'm out of the prickly bush, I'll never get in there anymore. As fast my little feet can carry me, as fast my little wings can fly, as fast as automobile can ferry me, as fast as that thing can drive. The sun of rivet and aluminium, banking in the setting sun, shining like a silver star. Oh, the weatherman says it's all clear sailing, the skies are blue from here on in. Son of a gun, my troubles and pawning, the ticket is gone with the wind. I know my way, I know my home. Can't you hear my heart sing? My little wings can fly, as fast as automobile can ferry me, as fast as that thing can drive. The sound of an aluminium, banking in the setting sun, shining like a silver star.
What a beautiful tune. That was from Linda Thompson's recording Won't Be Long Now, and an Anna McGarrigle tune called As Fast As My Feet. That featured most of the Thompson clan, with Cammy Thompson taking the lead, Muna and Teddy playing instruments and singing harmony. Linda was singing harmony. Jack Thompson was playing the electric bass, and Zach Hobbs, who was Linda's grandson, was playing electric guitar. As Fast As My Feet from Won't Be Long Now from Linda Thompson, and that's on Pettifer Sounds Records. And before that, we heard the Watterson clan in one form or another. We heard the Wattersons from their recording Green Fields and the Prickly Holly Bush. That's on Topic Records. And we let off with Eliza Carthy and Norma Watterson with Daddy Martin playing some banjo behind them for Little Grey Hawk from Gift from Eliza Carthy and Norma Watterson. It's a family affair this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine as we're listening to performers who either have played with their families over the years or are still playing with them. Joel Mabus has some wonderful memories of his family band that had quite a bit of success in the Midwest. This is from his recording, The Banjo Monologues, and he'll play a little bit of Eliza Jane and tell you all about WLS and the Prairie Farmer on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Got a home in Baltimore, little Eliza Jane. Lots of children round the door, little Eliza Jane. Whoop, little Eliza, little Eliza Jane, Eliza. Whoop, little Eliza, little Eliza Jane. Oh, Eliza Jane. That's one my Uncle Gerald Lee used to sing back in the day. When the Mabus brothers, Gerald and Gerald, were performing. After they got married, my mom moved into a farmhouse with my dad and two of his brothers, Gerald Lee and Narvel. That must have been some fun honeymoon. They were trying to make a living at raising horses. The times were mighty tough back then in the early 30s. The Depression was really hit hard down there in southern Illinois. But they made a little money playing music whenever they could. Tightened their belts whenever they had to. And one day a fella in a big shiny car drove all the way down from Chicago, pulled up in the yard, saying, "I hear you folks play that good hillbilly music down here." Everybody called it hillbilly music back then. Nashville hadn't invented the notion of country music yet. Yeah, they said, "We play music." Played the fella a few tunes. Well, the man in the suit said he represented the Prairie Farmer and was prepared to offer them a job. Back in the 1930s, in the Midwest, everybody knew what the Prairie Farmer was. Nowadays, folks have no idea. The Prairie Farmer was a well-respected and long-running progressive newspaper, published weekly for the farmers of the Midwestern states. Burridge D. Butler, he was the publisher. His big contribution to the endeavor of the Prairie Farmer was buying one of those newfangled radio stations to promote the paper. He bought the biggest station he could find, WLS. That stands for World's Largest Station. He bought it from Sears and Roebuck up there in Chicago, and he turned it into the Prairie Farmer Station. Old WLS had all kinds of programs, but the most popular was the Dinner Bell Show. It was on for 15 minutes every day at noon when the farmers were in from the field for their big meal of the day. They'd broadcast farm reports, news, recipes, wedding announcements, all sorts of things people would send in on their cards and letters. It made all those lonesome Midwest farmers into a sort of extended family. The Dinner Bell. The other big show was on Saturday night. Every Saturday night, a live variety show from downtown Chicago called the National Barn Dance. They'd have hillbilly singers, fiddlers, banjos, accordions, dancers, opera singers, comedians, a little bit of everything. Hugely popular show, the National Barn Dance. Went out on a clear channel over most of North America. Imitated everywhere, too. That's where the Grand Ole Opry got the idea. Whoop, Eliza, little Eliza Jean, Eliza, whoop, Eliza, little Eliza Jean. Well, now this fella in the shiny car, he told my folks what the job he had for him was. They'd be part of a troop that spread out on a given area, and they'd call on farmers at their houses door to door, sell them subscriptions to the prairie farmer. And if only they would sign up, they'd not only get the newspaper on a regular basis, but become members of the Prairie Farmer Protective Union. Get a big, shiny, no trespassing sign, big yellow sign with a dinner bell picture on it, and the white star with the letters WLS spelling out in lightning bolts. Oh, those signs were real popular. You can still find them nailed to the old barns and fence posts all through the Midwest. The other thing you get with your subscription was a free ticket to the Barn Dance Road Show coming to town next weekend. And if you used those tickets, you'd see your salesman on stage, up there with all the other salesmen, playing fiddles, banjos, accordions, singing hillbilly and cowboy songs, telling jokes and doing a few dances. Of course, Daddy was the fiddler, and the Mabus Brothers Band became the White Star Rangers. I got a gal and you got none, little Eliza Jean. Circle around me like a sun, little Eliza Jean. Whoop, Eliza, little Eliza Jean, Eliza. Whoop, Eliza, little Eliza Jean. Oh, it was good work. All got good cars to drive. Worked on commission. If the farmer paid in cash, well, they'd keep a percentage and send the rest to Burridge D. Butler. And if the farmer paid in eggs and butter, well, they ate the proceeds and made it up to the home office with the next paying customer. Well, they traveled all over downstate Illinois. My folks weren't the only ones in the Southern Illinois troop. There were a few others. My mom's best friend in the group was a girl named Opal. Opal Ives. See, my mom was named Ruby, so Ruby and Opal became known as a couple of gems. Opal Ives was married to Artie Ives, who was in the troop too. Artie was Burl Ives' older brother. Burl was a Southern Illinois boy too, you know. But off in New York trying to be an actor. Scandalous. My mom and dad, aunts and uncles, did this for the rest of the Depression. It was good work and the best time of their life, to hear them tell it years later. There's fast cars to drive, plenty to eat, and all those good tunes to play. When you're a young person in this world, it doesn't get much better than that. Well, I got a home in Baltimore, little Eliza Jane. Streetcar runs right by my door, little Eliza Jane. Whoop, Eliza, little Eliza Jane, Eliza. Whoop, Eliza, little Eliza Jane.
Howdy, howdy, everybody, everywhere. The Hayden children, Carl Jr., 13 with his guitar, who sings the baritone, Mary Elizabeth Levin with her mandolin, who sings the lead, little Jimmy, 7 years old, who sings the high tenor, and last but not least, the little 2-year-old yodeling cowboy, Charles Edward. Honey, say good morning to all the little boys and girls. Say hello, all you little boys and girls. Say, I'm just fine. Just fine, and say, I've got a brand new song to sing for you this morning. This morning. There you are. All right. Little Charlie has had so many, many requests to sing that dandy little song, Roll Us Over the Tide, and then Mama's going to take him out and get his big bottle of soda pop. So you sing real loud and nice here, and a nice yodel. All right. funny, friend. That was little two-year-old cowboy Charles Edwards singing Roll Us Over the Tide and Yodeling for us.
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1415. And remember, now we're on iTunes. This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Pickin' the Blues from Doc and Merle Watson, and we just heard the Carroll County Blues with Sam Bush on the fiddle and T. Michael Coleman on the bass. That's on Flying Fish Records. It is a family affair this week on The Sing Out Radio Magazine. We're listening to folks who have played or do play with their family members. We just heard from the Hayden triplets, Tanya, Rachel, and Petra Hayden, who are Charlie Hayden's daughters. From their self-titled recording, we heard a tune from another family band. We heard the Carter family's Single Girl, Married Girl. That recording was produced by Ry Cooter, who's playing the guitar, and his son, Joachim, was playing the drums. There's a lot of family interaction on that recording. It's on Para Verde Records. And before that, we heard a recording from back in 1939 from KMA in Shenandoah, Iowa, the Old Hayden Family Show, with Charlie Hayden at the age of 2 taking that yodeling part. Charlie, of course, would go on to be a very famous jazz bass player who's always kept one foot in the hills. Charlie Hayden's Family and Friends is where the recording of the radio show came from. That's on Decca Records. And we let off that set with Joel Mabus from the Banjo Monologues, telling us about his family band and all of their exploits, with Liza Jane and WLS and Prairie Farmer from Joel Mabus from the Banjo Monologues. That's on Fossil Records. Well, the Chapin name is a famous name as far as family organizations are concerned. Tom Chapin has 2 wonderful daughters who sing, Lily and Abigail. We'll hear all 3 of them, Tom, Lily, and Abigail, on this tune from Tom's recording, Let the Bad Times Roll, and their take on The Water is Wide on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Is wide and I can't cross over, neither have I bright wings to fly. Build me a boat that can carry 2, and both shall row. my love and I.
There is a boat and she sails the sea. She's loaded deep can be, but not as deep as the hole I'm in. I know not how I sink or swim.
The water is wide, the water is wide.
A trusty tree, but first it bent and then it broke, and so my love proved false to me.
Water is wide, the water is wide, and I can't cross over. Johnny.
I was doing a radio show with the great Pete Seeger to publicize the Croton Festival. So it was actually Woody's Children, if you know, on FUV, Bob Sherman. And we think of songs to do together, you know. So I started playing this song, and Pete pulled out his recorder and played something like this. Was collected in the year 1902 in the Hebrides Islands from a woman who sang it in her kitchen, a cappella.
Oh, love is gentle and love is kind, the sweetest flower that ever. But love grows old and waxes cold and fades away like the morning dew.
The water is wide.
Chapin. Abigail Chapin. Michael Mark. Johnny Colbert.
Well, the sun jumped up in the middle of the east at 5:15 this morning. The wife jumped up to feed the kid at 5:15 this morning. Well, the sun jumped up in the middle of the east, and the wife jumped up in the middle of the bed, and I jumped up in the middle of a dream at 5:15 this morning. Well, the woman got the kid all fed by 6:15 this morning. And I had done made up our bed at 6:15 this morning. Well, the baby played on dancing feet, and the woman stirred up a bite to eat, but that dream still pounded in my head at 6:15 this morning. Well, I walked to work and the sun got warm at 7:15 this morning. And I held my lunch pail under my arm at 7:15 this morning. Well, the dream kept ringing in my ear and getting plainer and coming clear and getting bigger and drawing near at 7:15 this morning. I guess you know how some dreams are at 8:15 this morning. You can't remember what they are at 8:15 this morning. Well, I scratch my head at the factory gate and I run to keep from being late. And the clock's at 15 after 8 at 8:15 this morning. Well, I waved at the boss and I talked to my friends at 9:15 this morning. I was fishing around inside my brain at 9:15 this morning. Well, I see my dream like a haze or a snatch or a blaze from some old fiery match. But the rest of the dream I could not catch at 9:15 this morning. So at 15 minutes after 10, at 10:15 this morning, I told my trouble to all my friends at 10:15 this morning. Well, I told them my dream was plain as day and how it run like a rabbit away. They said, keep trying if it takes all day at 10:15 this morning.
It's a family affair this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and that was Ken and Brad Kolodner. Ken was playing the hammer dulcimer, and his son Brad was on the clawhammer banjo. From their recording Skipping Rocks, Ken and Brad Kolodner. That's on Fenchurch Records. And before that, we heard from Tim O'Brien from his recording Chicken and Egg, and a set of lyrics from Woody Guthrie that Tim put the music to called The Sun Jumped Up. And if you listened in the background there, Joel O'Brien was doing some wonderful flatfoot dancing. He's a great flatfooter. Chicken and Egg is on Howdy Skies Records. And we let off that set with just a beautiful rendition of The Water Is Wide from Tom Chapin, along with his daughters Lily and Abigail, from the recording Let the Bad Times Roll from Tom Chapin, recorded at a small club called The Turning Point up in Piermont, New York. Tom Chapin records on Sundance Music. Good stuff. Well, we're going to close out this program with some folks that I have heard many times in West Virginia over the years. Val Mindell and her daughter Emily Miller from their recording Close to Home. And Jesse Milnes, who's married to Emily, is going to play some guitar behind Weeping Willow. Here's Val Mindell and Emily Miller on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Weeping willow in the morning dew, weeping willow in the morning dew. I got a man up country that I sure do love. There ain't no loving, there ain't no getting along. If there ain't no loving, there ain't no getting along. Yeah, you treat me so mean and dirty that I don't know right from wrong.
I'm trying to travel a road that is straight. Each day brings me closer to the heavenly gate. I'll lay down my burden, receive my bright crown. Forever to live in my heavenly home. Oh, I've got a longing, I'm homesick to go to a land without heartache, no sorrow or woe. There's nothing but trouble in this world below. I'm homesick for heaven, got a longing to go. I'll see my dear Savior who kept me from sin. I'll shout, I'm so happy when he welcomes me in. I want to see Mother, she's been gone so long. She said she'd be waiting for to welcome me home. Oh, I've got a longing, I'm homesick to go to a land without heartache, no sorrow or woe. There's nothing but trouble in this world below. I'm homesick for heaven, got a longing to go. When I've prayed my last prayer and I've sung my last song, when death sweetly whispers it's time to go home, farewell to my friends that I've met on this way. I'll see you again on that homecoming day. Oh, I've got a longing, I'm homesick to go to a land without heartache, no sorrow or woe. There's nothing but trouble in this world below. I'm homesick for heaven, got a longing to go.
That was Jerry Milnes along with his son Jesse and Emily Miller from their recording Cherry River Line, traditional music from the Monongahela National Forest. And we heard a tune from Currence Hammonds called Homesick for Heaven, Cherry River Line. And before that, we heard from Val Mindell and Emily Miller once again from Close to Home, and Weeping Willow, the old Blind Boy Fuller tune. It's been a family affair this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Hope you've enjoyed our program. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. You can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1415.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in